of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
God bless you, love you.
Eyes of my heart, I want to see you. Do you? I want to see you. How do you want to see him? See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. He's worthy, isn't he? You know, in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy. You love him?
Holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Amen and amen and amen. If you love him, you really want to see him, don't you? Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn back where we've been reading in Ephesians. And then what we're reading this morning from Romans 8. Ephesians 1, Romans 8. Now remember the fellowship meeting this coming weekend. And Brother Forney will be here preaching, the Lord willing, for us. And preaching then on the Sunday services. So keep these in mind. And just come and have a good time with us our Saturday for the fellowship meeting time. And I also, if anybody would like to have the cassette tapes downstairs of Brother Branham's message, there's almost a whole complete set of cassettes on the wall down in Wade's Sunday School room, because we're planning on taking that down and redoing it a little bit and painting and fixing up. And you can even have, if anybody's already spoke for them now, you get them. But, you know, if not, if you can even have the racks that they go in, because that'll be something. You can take them, put them on your walls and put the tapes in. But we need to find out if anybody wants them. You know, if they don't, then we'll try to find somebody else that would like to have them, because we're basically using now the, you know, the MP3s and different things like that. And so we're not using those cassette tapes anymore. So if anybody wants them, you can have almost a complete set of Brother Rounds tapes. It's probably in the neighborhood of 1,100 or 1,200 of them, so you're welcome to them, and the boxes that goes with them, as long as you want them. So just, you know, and do it. And if somebody wants the tapes and somebody else wants the boxes, that's all right too. We'll just, every which way you do it, and they'll, if you want them, all right? So remember that. Amen. I think that's all of the announcements. Is there anything else? Do you have anything we're missing? All right, okay. Ephesians 1 and Romans 8. Our Heavenly Father, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our all in all, and Jesus, Lord, is your name. Thank you for revealing yourself unto us and manifesting yourself among us in your loving grace. And we look forward, Lord, as the hour approaches that we're promised in thy word, that as the enemy would come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord would raise up a standard against him, so we're dependent upon you. We know within ourselves we are nothing. But we know that with you inside of us, then behold, we are the bride of Jesus Christ. We love you and we thank you, and just bless each one. Be waiting them today traveling, and the different ones, Lord, that are not here, just bless each one. And just come and do as we sing. Open the eyes of our understanding, Lord, that we may walk in you. Keep us and keep and just let us be in you, Lord, because that's what we want. You said you sent your word and healed us, so we believe you. We thank you. Guide us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Now go back to Romans 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. As we've said, we're trying to speak on adoption and trying to bring it out, and we'll, you know, just thinking there a while ago, the Lord willing, I want to this coming Wednesday, in connection with this, to try to speak about the promises in the book that are promised to this end time, you know, and you know, it's just kind of on my mind. So, you know, we'll try to deal with that a little bit. The promises specifically, right down to where we're at, because there's promises in the Bible that cannot be fulfilled until this time. This day, this hour, you know, and we thank God for that. You know, like I've told you, and the prophet has said, you know, that it's the word that's predestinated eternally. So don't worry about it. It's going to take place. You and I have an option or a choice or whatever you want to call it to be able to be part of it if we desire. But God has said it, and it will come to pass. So, you know, somebody can do it. Why can't we believe we're them? Right, so we're here at the end time. How much longer do you think we got? Don't worry about it. I'm enjoying it where it is and everything, and we will, you know, have a greater enjoyment later on. All right. Now, we were talking this morning about, as I said, we're on the adoption in three stages, and, you know, we were talking about comparing it to the life and journey of the Lord Jesus. And I put this on kind of a little bit on each one where there's somebody hears it, you know, on tape or something, they'll want to relate back to the other. So bear with me that way, kind of a little background. But see, then the Lord Jesus had a River Jordan, a baptismal time, a time that the Spirit came upon him, right? We believe those things because the Scripture says it and the prophet says it. And, you know, and then he had a time of a, that was his identification. Then he had a time of a coming to authority on the Mount of Transfiguration. Not that he didn't have it before then, but it was just like a time or a coming to a place or position, you know, there in the Scriptures. And then he truly had, as we'll read later on, to wit, the redemption of our body, to understand the redemption of our body. And truly he had the understanding of what it was going to take place. And he was going to make it manifest. Well, then that compares with our journey because, as I was saying this morning, Paul is not telling the people here in Romans that we know, you know all about the great adoptions and things like that. So now all you got to do is just jump up here and take off. No, no. He was just saying, listen, we're only using, as Brother Branham would do, we're only using the natural adoption to compare or to, you know, speak of as to type, ever what you would want to use the wording there, to see where you and I are at and what we're supposed to be doing and the things. And that's why he would say to the Romans there in verse 14 that, and going on into 15, that being the sons of God, but yet we receive then what? The spirit of adoption. All right? And that's what I believe the new birth is. The new birth is the spirit of adoption because you and I have to be brought into the family by the new birth before we can talk about the growth, development, the stature of a perfect man, the coming to manifestation of the sons and daughters of God and all, it has to be through the basis of the fact that we've got to first be born again. All right? See, then that way, then Peter would come over and say, being born again, which means a process of development of going along, you know. So we're staying in the scriptures. But the prophet, we kind of laid on pretty heavily this morning on what Brother Branham said about that we're not getting the people to Christ. We're getting them to a doctrine or an idea. We're getting them to a head knowledge. That's what everybody wants, is us to have a head knowledge. And listen, we must have the head knowledge before we can have a revealed Holy Ghost knowledge. All right. I'm the very one that hollers about head knowledge. We need head knowledge. I would to God that everybody in here, me, you, and everybody in the world, could quote everything Brother Branham said and had a photographic memory to be able to call it back. I would to God we had that. Would be wonderful. But still, that's not the revelation. See? That's not the revelation. Nicodemus truly had a head knowledge of the Bible as far as what it was of the Old Testament. But then he couldn't understand how that they would have to be a New Testament. Right? I mean, that's what he couldn't understand, that it was going to be a New Testament, a New Covenant, a new Kingdom. See? He thought just like they still thought over the disciples, even were still thinking it in Acts 1:8 there and the ascension of the Lord Jesus, you know. And they said, will you restore the kingdom to Israel now? They still thought it was a natural kingdom. But he was speaking of a spiritual kingdom, of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that he would have to give his life and then come back to live in us and bring to you and I the tutor and put the tutor inside of us. All right? Now, bringing that inside of us, see, it's not a head knowledge. Now, that doesn't mean everything you got in your head's revealed. I would to God that he'd reveal everything that I have in my human cranium cap, I guess you call it brain, my computer of the head, you know. But, see, he only reveals, and don't ask me how he does it, I don't know. I don't understand that. I don't understand how that he can quicken one thing to you and not quicken it all, and you're studying the whole thing at one time. But he's God, and he knows how to raise children, all right? And he knows how to reveal his word and when to reveal it, all right? But see, then, to be the children of God, we must have the new birth, not a head knowledge. We must have the word revealed to us. That is the birth, is the revelation of that, see? All right, and the tutor being on the inside of us, then he will only quicken what we bring into him in purity or cleanness or whatever you call it. You know, he can't quicken something that's not right. People say, oh, I had a revelation of the Trinity. No, you didn't have a revelation of the Trinity. There's no such thing as a Trinity, and there's no such thing as a revelation of the Trinity. Because if there's a revelation of it, that'd make it real. Well, it's not real. You know, it's a fugitive or whatever you call it of some people's imagination. See, that was brought unto us way on back. All right. But now, see, the tutor, the Holy Spirit, then being the one who's in the inside of us, he's waiting on us to bring him the word, the prophet would say, to where that he can quicken it to us. All right. So we must make ourselves available to the Word, study the Word, pray, read. You know how it is. You read something, you read it again, you read it again. You know, you read something three or four, five, six times, you know, all at once. Well, that didn't even hardly seem like that read like that the last times I read it. See, it's called something happened to you that quickened that instead of it just being the natural. All right. See, that Holy Spirit can only quicken the Word, and you see why it's so important to hear the Word. I'm talking about not to just hear about it. I'm talking about hearing someone preach the Word who can preach it and let the Holy Spirit keep it straight, because he can't quicken it if it's not right. That's one thing we ought to get plain to ourselves, you know, that he can't quicken something that's not right. Well, I got a revelation of, you know, like the man told Brother Brown and said, I'd like to straighten you out on your Godhead, you know. He said, well, we're ready to go now, you know, come on. And And the man started telling him, you know, and he said, well, now, you know, what college did you come from? You know, he had it all. It had this great Trinity, you know. And he said, well, even the scholars can't understand it. He said, well, I know that's got to be revealed. All right? So now that's the main thing that I'm trying to get me and you to look at, because the only way, as we showed this morning, the only way you can be born again is by a revelation, because that's what the new birth is. All right. See, then the Holy Spirit being the Spirit of God, the tutor, to come and live in us, and that is the Holy Spirit. That you can't make the Holy Spirit one spirit and the Father another spirit. All right. So then God gave us the greatest tutor that could ever be. What? He came to live in us. Now he's wanting us to grow up into his nature, in his ways, from that's within us as we eat upon the word. Now remember, sheep only eat sheep's food. You know, some animals you give them certain things and it would kill them, you know. So you have to feed them according to whatever they have need of. All right. Now here's what we want to get on to this afternoon. Why it has been so long in the time of the child training. I want to make sure you get this. The reason we've been around here 40, what is it now? This has been 2011, somewhere in the 44 years or something, you know, that we've been here since the prophet passed on. All right? Now, the reason we've been here, I believe, now, I'm just tell you what I believe. You do. I believe that it's on the basis, or has been, because the people have not been preached the true word of God. And you look around the message, you can see it. We're not talking about organized religion. We're not out there in the denominations talking about them and what all they do or what this is or whatever. We're talking about the people of this message. The most mixed up group of people that seemingly has ever been in the world, because a good Baptist wouldn't come up with the doctrines the people of this message come up with and say Brother Branham taught it. Polygamies and all the way down and all kind of things. All right. But see, if the new birth is the birth of the Word, all right? Now, if that's true, if the new birth is the birth of the Word, then the Holy Spirit could only reveal the Word, and He can only feed on the Word in the growth development process. Is that sensible? See, it would have to be the Word, all right? Now, I say it this way. We've had our own ideas. We've had our thoughts and things. Brother Branham would say, I'm sure that we're not getting the people. He wouldn't say, you're not getting it. I'm doing it, but you're not getting it. He said, we're not getting the people to Christ. All right? If we've had ideas of our own, see, we're not getting the people to Christ. All right? And as human beings, we do have those ideas. You know, most people, oh, bless God, I've got to, thus saith the Lord. Well, you know, I've done the best I can do, but still in all of that, you wind up having problems as humans trying to express what you're talking about. And I don't mind saying that we have tried in our own ways to get the people maybe to come to some place or whatever instead of preaching the word and just letting God bring it forth. See? Because it's proven around the world, you know, the country or the people of the message, what they're trying to do and everything. So that's enough to be said. But as I said this morning, you could preach the way that it's been preached by most people now for 40-something years. You could preach that another 1,000 years. It would not bring to pass the things that you and I need. All right? Now, just honest. I'm sorry. It's just as honest as I can be, because it has not brought any difference. It's brought divisions and brought other things and brought doctrines and ideas and all instead of the truth. Now, see, I believe children are birthed by the Word, and the building of the body of Jesus Christ, the house of God, the statue of a perfect man, whatever wordings you want to use, will only come to pass by the revealing of the Word. Now, not just teaching the letter of the Word. And I don't mean I can reveal it to you. I mean that we must preach it to where God can reveal it. But if we don't preach it correctly, God can't reveal it. Is that sensible? That shouldn't need a great big light bulb turned on to understand that. See? And if we get any of our ideas or thoughts involved, see, then it's not the perfect word being brought. Because Brother Branham said a preacher, all he does is just breaks the spell Satan has over your eyes where he can speak to you. See? That's all I try to do. I try to speak to the inward part of you. That's why I don't beat on the bodies like most preachers. I believe in living right. I believe in being Christians and doing right. I believe that because we're claimed to be Christians. All right? But yet beating on the bodies will never do anything. See? It will never produce anything. If it did produce it, it wouldn't be worth anything. See? It would just be a good people, you know. And thank God, we love to hide a world full of them, you know. I mean, I can say I didn't drink, I didn't do those things. Well, that don't make me any different in God. It just makes me different in a natural life. But in God, it makes no difference because I was a sinner. And really, I was chiefest. Why? Because I didn't do those things. That's what Paul, to me, was talking about when he said I'm chiefest of sinners. Because Paul was very close, right? But he had the life, he had everything, he had the word. Right? Now, he had the word of the day until Jesus Christ stood forth. Right? Paul had the word of the day until Jesus Christ came on the scene. See? Then more was required. All right. But you see why, to me, that we're talking about the adoption in stages. You see why that it's not developed like it should have. Because that we've not fed the people the word. You know. And I keep saying, I say we, because see, if there's any thought I have, I don't know of it, but that's why I preach like I do. I keep no secrets. You know, I mean, I don't try to play around and get you to hear something, play around and get you to believe something, you know, and then let you get a great thing, you know, because you can go to, if you want to know what a preacher believes, go ask his congregation. Most time he ain't going to tell you. But his congregation will tell you. Well, I hope to God that somebody could come in and say something about it. And I remember a certain people one time went to a youth camp and they were, you know, talking about, you know, a group that they were discussing the message. And one person looked over and said, I know where you go to church. Well, you know. I mean, thank God. You know, I mean, they were confounding the rest of them over what they knew about it, the young children, the kids, you know. They said, I know where you go to church. Well, I hope that you can tell the people what I'm believing. You know, because that's what I'm trying to get it instilled into you. You know, to where you can do that. See? See, I've tried to feed you on the word and not man's ideas. But I'm honest. I don't mind saying it. If that hinders you and offends you, I'm sorry. We can have just the least little bit of our own ideas. Just anything that's contrary to God, it don't matter how big it is or how little it is. If we have any thought or concept, you know. I mean, you know, I have my thoughts. A man years ago, most of you know about it, he got on to me about, said my daughter wore these blue jean jackets. Said that's a man's jacket. Well, I come to find out she got buttons on one side for the women, buttons on the other side for the men and all, but, you know, I just couldn't comprehend why he would be saying that about it, because I knew that basically most of his people in the church wore those style of stuff, you know. But anyhow, he said, well, I just don't see how you could be that way. Well, I just told him, I said, well, you know, I just, maybe I don't know what these things are, you know. I mean, you know, I have to ask people about things because I'm not that type of a person to go around and keep up with too much of the world. But I didn't even, until then, I didn't know women's jackets had the buttons on one side and the men's had them on the other one. I didn't know it. I had to ask somebody to find out because I don't go around looking to, oh, them buttons on the wrong side. So the brother, he kept on about it, and I just finally told him, I said, listen, brother, if your son comes up with a silk shirt on, I ain't going to make him, you know, a little bit strong. Well, I really didn't think about it till later, you know, but he wore a lot of silk shirts. So the brother shut up about it. But anyhow, all right. But listen, I'm just saying that we're human beings, and in our human beings, we can have our own concept, which is not according to the Word of God. All right? And we will hold that concept and thought until God reveals it. All right? You say, well, no, I don't. Oh, yes, you do, so don't worry about it. All right. Now, here's my point. What I've listened to most people that I've even heard preach about adoption, it seems to run into the realm of the basis that when you say manifestation of the sons of God, right? Now, it seemingly always runs to signs and wonders. A lot of you know what I've preached before about this, so you know where I'm going, but wait on the others a little. And listen, there's no one in this building that believes in signs and wonders any more than this man you're looking at. I mean, I don't say things. I tell you that I don't tell things because I don't want it built up on the basis of me. I want it built up on the basis of what the prophet has said, you know, and doings. And I don't go around all the time talking about what's happened among us. And I believe in signs and wonders. See, I don't see how you could believe the word of God and not believe it. I believe the scripture where signs shall follow them that believe. I believe that. You know, I mean, I believe in a living God, a reality of a living God. I've seen him, I've met him, I've talked with him. You know, he's direct me in the word. I believe in a reality of a real God. Not just thoughts of our mind or some kind of a concept. I believe in reality. But I also believe in reality. You know, I believe in the reality of the fact of one thing. That we can get in our mind what something has got to be, and then we can totally miss. All right, come on now. Did Nicodemus miss the Bible? Now, was not Jesus the Word? Was not he the promise that was to come? Was not he, and he admitted openly, you have to be from God because no man can do the things you've done unless it be of God. But he missed the reality. I listened to that a lot on the church age where Brother Branham talking about that they say, oh, if we could get the Bible in the original Greek and the things and know exactly what that says. He said, they knowed it back there. And he said, knowing it back there, they missed Jesus when he came. See? So then you can know it to the letter, but without the revelation, that's a different thing. So we can get our ideas set. It's got to be this. Oh, people have said, you know, if you had what you say you have, Brother Dale, we'd see more signs and wonders. Well, I think we do see a lot of signs and wonders. Don't worry about that. I can stand here the rest of the evening and talk about them, but I'm just to go on with the point that we want to make it some kind of signs and wonders, and I believe in signs and wonders. It's like Brother Branham said, you know, he said we have stillborn babies, you know. Well, you know what they are? They're dead. I mean, a baby comes into the world screaming and hollering. It don't come forth from the womb and say, I'm hungry. I need something to drink. No, it's just screaming its heart out. Well, the only way I can get something to eat and all I can is keep screaming. I believe in manifestation of God. I believe in the reality of God. See? I'm not one that just, well, we don't believe this. No, I believe it. But now listen. I wrote it like this and I got it line to line real good. I know and believe that there has always been signs and wonders of the living God. Now, I challenge that on the basis of the entire Bible. It's always throughout the Bible, everywhere, and throughout the church ages, all through each one of them, there were signs and wonders. In the prophet's ministry, there were signs and wonders. And then we're going to get down here and die? No, there's things taking place. We just need to open our eyes. But if we get set on one narrow path and say, well, now that's the way it's got to be. See, probably maybe Caiaphas or some of them, they probably had a good, you know, they had a concept of what they was expecting. Don't you think so? And they probably had it figured out that one of these days they believed the Messiah was coming, right? They believed in all that. Now, they had that all in mind, and they believed he'd be a prophet, and they believed he'd be God in flesh. But they had it figured out that, well, what'll happen one of these days, there'll be something like maybe an announcement, because they believed that even today the Jews believe that Elijah is to precede the coming Messiah. And I heard today Brother Ray was talking about, said they're making a movie now, or have made one, or doing something on showing Elijah. Well, I hope they do, and bring it out like it really is, you know. But see, they believed it. They could have believed certain if it had come their way. You following me? A carpet rolled out, and here come right down to the, walking right up to Caiaphas, you know. Oh, Caiaphas, you stayed with the truth. And here I am to you. Well, see, oh, everybody believed it. But by coming the way it did, which was coming exactly the way the Bible said it would come. You agree? All right. But by coming the way the Bible said it would come, they didn't believe it. Do you think they could argue about the ministry of the Lord Jesus? The discernment was there. The signs and wonders was there. But could they argue about the prophet's ministry in the last days? No. They said he was a man of God. Oh, speak highly of him. But we just don't believe his doctrine. See? They just didn't believe the word, right? Because don't you believe his doctrine was the word? Right? But you see, I believe in this day that there are ministers around the world. Now, I'm just saying it this way, the way I write it. That have tried to preach the word of God. I believe that. I believe there's a fivefold ministry in the land around the world. I say that meaning it around the world. Different places around the world, you know, ministry, fivefold ministry. And they've really tried to preach the word. All right? I believe that. All right? But people are looking for signs and wonders and failing to listen to the revealed word. Right? And in doing that, it has brought a condition that, you know, people are blinded to the truth. Now, and I'm going to make another statement, which is real strong, so listen. All right? God has allowed this to take place. Now, he said, I didn't. God said he sent prophets among you to try you. Now he's talking about false prophets, right? Coming, giving signs and wonders and everything. He said to try you. To see whether you'll stay with the truth or not. All right? See? Now I'm putting it that away because I'm putting it as strong as I can. That God has... He didn't make it work this way, but he has allowed it to take place to try you and I. And we've been 40 years, as we call it, in the temptation of the wilderness, all right, to try us. He took 40 years back there with the children of Israel to try them, to prove who was what, and who would go into the land and who wouldn't. All right. See? So everything Brother Brown said, there's nothing out of Cater. You and I are the ones out of Cater. But see, people looking for signs and wonders, they won't follow the truth. Because if somebody got something over here, you watch them. A young man come in the message, you know, especially young or something, you know, they'll do it. And the people, and maybe he's got a little ministry and a little gift or something. People just flock after it, just run after it, just leave churches and just move and just jump up and go and just do to follow some kind of a ministry. Well, and I've always said, leave them alone. People will say, well, this brother's all that. No, just leave them alone. Because according to the Bible, You know, if that be not of God, it'll be made manifest. But if it is of God, it'll be made manifest. So just leave it alone. Why fuss and argue about it? Just let them go on, you know. Let them have their way. All right. But now, see, people don't want to hear just something to say right down on the word. They had rather fellowship and believe and listen and go hear somebody that can attract attention or even, you know, build you up emotionally and make you feel good about what they're saying, and certain phrases or words that could be said to make you really build up to where you can say, oh, we've really been to church. But what was preached? I don't know, but well, we had a big time. Well, you know. Now, you know I'm not kidding. And you know I'm telling it like it is. So don't, you know, don't think Brother Dale's trying to make something. No, I'm just telling it like it is. Because you've seen it. See? But see, church, I believe we need to see more of God. All right. We have sick among us. We have things among us. Right. We need more of God. I believe in that. See? I want to see these bodies change. I want to, you know, it'd be nice to be young again, wouldn't it? You know. But see, I know that it has to come by the revealing of the Word. All right? And I know, too, that we cannot, see? We cannot, even the ones that are trying, we cannot reveal the Word of God. Nobody can reveal the Word of God. God is the only revealer of the Word. The prophet said the Holy Ghost is the only revealer. Brother Branham can't reveal anything to you. He can only tell you what God says. See? Jesus himself, he said, I do nothing until my Father shows me. See? All right. Now, see, we cannot make manifest the things that people are looking for. And you know what? God don't want it that way. There's more signs and wonders out there than and as a whole, because there's not that many of us. But, you know, as a whole, you go out among organized religion. You go out among the people that, you know, the Pentecostals, etc. And you go to the Baptists now. I mean, they're just having healings. They're having all kind of things that happens around the country. Right? But you see, God is allowing that to take place. But you see, there's going to come a day when all mouths are going to be shut. But it'll only be for a short time. It won't be no worldwide sweeping thing. All right. See? And listen. Now, I wrote this because I know what has happened. I tried to explain things. And I know people says, oh, you don't have to explain it. Well, all right. But I try to explain things. But in trying to explain things, people automatically get the idea that you're trying to explain it away. You know. No, I'm trying to explain it like it is. Not try to explain it away. Explain it like it is. Because see, then in doing that, to explain it like it is, see, it leaves us, you know, a problem, right? Because you get the idea, you know, well, that's just a way of explaining it. That's why I've been called an intellectual, because the basis of where, that, you know, you take that intellectual ability and you just break something down and you just stay on it and just explain it. Well, that's all right. If you knew my brain, you would never say that, but that's all right. We get over there, it'll be okay. Because, you see, I got problems with mine. Now, you'd have to take my word on that. Intellectualism is not knowing and the ability to learn and to be able to quote. That's not intellectualism. That's why Brother Brandon said intellectualism is a sign of Satan. All right. See, that's his words. All right. But you see, we try to explain things away. and then blame me for trying to explain things. I'm not propping up anything. I don't have to prop it up. I can stand here. You've witnessed it. We've witnessed the works of God among us. That we can stand here and talk this afternoon a good bit on the things God has done among us. Well, that's truth. It's happened. Okay. Now, so then it's not something to try to explain that we're not looking for these big things. No, I'm looking for greater things every day. Greater and greater. Brother Branham, who was it, talking about he was talking about one of the church age messengers. He said he wouldn't have it till all of his people in his church had the Holy Ghost and was full of the Holy Ghost and signs and wonders taking place every service. Now, I'd love that. But you can't explain it to people, because when you start telling them this the flat truth about it, then they start going haywire because they think you're trying to explain it away. You know, when I tell you, say, okay, you know, go to the doctor and let the doctor give you the medicine. And we pray and sanctify the medicine. And we have operations and we do things like that. Well, you just don't have the faith. If you had the faith, you'd preach it to tell us not to do these things. Well, I don't have to explain that. You've been around, most of you, long enough to know that, you know, you can prop up things for a little while. But after a while, it's going to get you. So go ahead. You know, I believe in a super-duper faith, yes. I believe in a God that is super-duper. But I believe he also gave us doctors. He gave us medicine. He gave us things to do and told us things to help ourselves. All right? And I believe we'll do that. You don't see me eating pork like crazy. Why? Because pork don't run your blood pressure up. I love it. See? But I stay away from it that way. So then I think we ought to be just sensible. Let alone Christians, we ought to be sensible. But now the point I'm trying to get is what? See, we look at manifestation. And if we can see things take place, we think something is taking place. That's why I want to do Wednesday night, the Lord willing. I want to try to bring the scriptures of, like, the promises in the book. There's a lot of promises in the book that's been fulfilled, right? But you know, there's a lot of promises for this day, right now, that has never been fulfilled. And I'm looking forward to them being fulfilled. Change in a moment, a twinkle of an eye, bride becoming the fullness of the Godhead bodily, all this, that, and the other, the prophet has said, and the things. I'm looking forward to that. But I know and realize my point is that what? We've tried to make manifestation signs and wonders. Now, I want a definition for that. I want a definition for manifestation. Or manifest or manifested. And I want you to bring it in the Bible. And I want you to bring it through the prophet's message. Where did he ever put signs and wonders ahead of the word? Signs and wonders were to vindicate the word. Not signs and wonders first. It is the word first. These signs shall follow them that believe. Believing first, signs and wonders follow. Show me in the message. Show me in the Bible. You on internet, you're listening to it, whatever. Send me your definition of manifestation. Well, it's just make manifest. It's just go out and do things. Where's it at? Your prophet said they'd never be empty in hospitals. He said it, I didn't. But that don't mean you can't empty half of them or half of the hospital. Right? See, we take those and people are justified then. No, I'm not doing that. But you see, I'd like for you to give me your definition of the word manifest or manifestation, which is manifested is the past tense and manifestation is the completion of manifest. Give me your definition of manifest. As I said, most of you know, I've preached this to you for so many years, you know what I'm going to do and everything, but some have not heard it, and some out there has not heard it, and maybe we need to think about it a little bit too. Webster says manifest. Webster. Now, I didn't give you that. Now, I'm reading this, and we'll read off what the Strong's Concordance has. But Webster says the word manifest means to readily perceived by the eye or the understanding. Now, go on, read your Webster. Readily perceived by the eye or the understanding. It means to apparent, you know, something clear, plain, you know, apparent to the eye. In other words, something seen by the eye. All right? Now, it means to prove. Now, manifest means to prove. Put beyond doubt or question. It means to reveal. It means to disclose. It means to make manifest. You know. All right? Now, that's Webster. Now, I'm just plain language now. I've said what I've said about healings and signs and wonders and manifestations. So if you go to sleep on me now and don't hear the rest of this and wake up and I'm on something else, then you got a problem. Okay. According to the Strong's Concordance, the word manifestation, which is taken there in Romans 8 and verse 19, we're talking about the manifestation of the sons of God. I gave this to you and we'll read them. It's the number 601, which is Strong's Concordance. 602, excuse me. I can't pronounce these big words, you know, but I surely like to read them. And that word there means revelation. Now, if you're reading it, looking on number one of your notes, the word manifestation means revelation, be revealed, to lighten. You know, that don't mean less weight, you know that. Not lighten, means turn the light on, in other words. Means manifestation, means coming. It means appearing. Yeah. At the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ. See? You understand? A laying, L-A-Y-I-N-G, bare. See? Laying something bare. You know, making naked a disclosure of truth, instructions concerning things before unknown. Used of events by which things are states or persons hitherto withdrawn from view are made visible to all manifestation. It means appearance. Mm-hmm. Now, the next one is the number 5318, which is the word manifest. You know, which these things the Scripture say are made manifest. All right, like Luke 8 and 17, or Matthew 6 and 4 is using the word openly is the same as manifest. And says, in other words, reward thee openly. Things that are in secret shall reward thee openly. The word openly is the same as the word manifest, okay? All right, or to make known. All right. So then, it is coming, the word manifest is coming, make the word manifest, openly, known, abroad, spread abroad, outwardly, outward, appear, apparent, manifest, evident, known, manifest. In other words, to be plainly recognized or known. All right. The word manifested, which is used like Mark 4 and 22, it is the word 5319, which is to make manifest, appear, manifest, show, to be manifest, show oneself, manifestly declare, manifest forth, to make manifest or visible or known what has been hidden or unknown. To manifest whether by words or deeds or in any other way. All right. Make actual and visible realized, to make actual and visible, realized, to make known by teaching, to become manifest, be made known of a person, to be known of a person, to expose, bring into view, make manifest, to show oneself, appear, to become known, to be plainly recognized, thoroughly understood, who and what one is. All right. Now, so then it's not saying, talking about this signs and wonders. If you read that and listening, it's talking about making known. Bringing something to an understanding. Bringing it in view, making it plain, something that has been previously unknown, brought out to where you can see it or understand it or perceive it, see? All right? And see, in doing that, now let's go ask Brother Branham. Brother Branham, what is manifestation? What are you talking about, manifest? All right, number four in your notes, Go Wake Jesus, 63. 11:30, the evening service. Read all the way down, just getting what we got underlined. How they rest assured. We are sure that thou art the Christ. How could they? Because they seen the promised word vindicated. Right, now that's going to deal with signs and wonders. Right. But it's not all of it, see. All right. In other words, make manifest, make known. You know, they didn't have a bit of trouble about Jesus healing the sick and raising the dead, right? Am I true? Is that right? But when he began to make known the word, right? So the living word of promise was made alive, projected right through that body, and they know that was God in him. Nicodemus said, you have to be a man of God. And watch. Message Shalom 64:01-12. He said, I am Jesus. Jesus said, I come from God and I go to God. That same light has come to what? Manifest. Now that same light has come to do what? Manifest. To make known to the people the promises that he's made for this day. Manifested light of the day, the darkness is darkened. To make known. Yeah. All right. Now hold your point till we get where we're going, but look at the next one. Manifested sons of God. Preached in 1960, 5:18. That'll be one of those 1, 2, 3, 4 of adoptions. But I've given you the date, 1960, 5:18. With earnest expectation, the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation, see? The manifestation. What is manifestation? Making known. Okay? Simple. The world, the Mohammedans over yonder, they're looking for it. All around everywhere, they're looking for it. Where is these people? We've had a mighty rushing wind. We've had thunders and lightnings. We've had oil and blood. We've had all kind of things, but we fail to hear that little, still, small voice that attracted the prophet that wrapped a robe around him and he walked out and said, here, my Lord. Now, the next one is Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Brother Branham says, Webster says, reveal is to make known. See? To make known, but something like a revelation, to make known. All right, now. Well, Brother Dale, you're trying to explain away all that what we believe about the signs and wonders as manifestation. No, sir, read now. I'm trying to give you the definition of manifest or manifested or manifestation. Well, we'll get it in the right order. What? To make known first. Then signs and wonders follows the making known. See? The making known, the prophet would, you know, in his earlier ministry, remember, he used to let someone else preach. And then he would just come out and pray for the sick. Well, you know, he quit that. Now, you got your definition. I don't know. I ain't never did ask him. I don't know where anybody else ever asked him why he done that. But I have my definition of why I believe he did. Because he didn't like to come out behind somebody that didn't preach it right. I mean, I know what I would be if the man wasn't preaching it exactly the way Brother Branham wanted it preached, because he was wanting the people built on the Word. And then he walked out, and God performed the Word. Then he quit letting anybody else preach, and he preached himself. Then he come, you know. And what did he come to do? To make known, right? What did Brother Branham try to do? He tried his best to make God known, right? Not Brother Branham known, right? Agree? He come to make God known. Now, what did Jesus come to do? He didn't come to make his own self known. Is that scripture? We got a few written down in here, you know. He come to make the Father known. All right? And he stood out there with that word, and he would bring that word down. And that great apostle Paul would come through there and take those Old Testament scriptures and tie them together and bring it down. And that's what got me, you know, because I knew that's what he was doing. And then here would come Brother Branham, and he'd go back there and he'd get them Old Testament scriptures. He'd tie that together, and I'd follow him down just like following Paul, because I knew that's what Paul done. Paul was trying to make God known. And you know what? God made Paul known. Jesus was trying to his best to make the Father known, not his own self. And as he made the Father known, the Father made him known with signs and wonders to take place. You want signs and wonders? Make the Father known. That's all I've ever done. And he's made it known among us with signs and wonders. See? I believe that, and I don't have no problems. I don't. I'm just, you know. But the whole world is waiting on the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. Now, anointed ones are having great signs and wonders. I believe that's God doing those things, don't you? Because the devil can't heal. But the little bride, she has one desire in her heart. I have one desire. And that's to make my Father known. I've tried my best to make my Father known to you. 35 years of pastoring, trying to make God known to you. See? Not to try to make Brother Dale known or anybody else known. That's why we stood alone, right? They've tried everything in the book to bring us into some of these doctrines and come around us and things like that, and I just couldn't go along with it. You know, I just couldn't go along with it. I mean, that's just honest. And I studied them, because I'm a person that likes to study something out to make sure that I know what I'm talking about. See? All right? And that way, then, see, it's not trying to make me and you known. There's where the trouble. There's where people see like adoption. They think the Father's leaving the scene, the Son's coming on the scene. So then you see it in them, see, that they're trying to bring themselves out. Right? They're wanting themselves seen. Look what I done, see. Ain't none of us done nothing. See? It's either God or it's not, because it don't work. See? But see, the word manifest is to make known. Not see, if we make him known, he'll make us known. See? Preach the word. Signs will follow the word. But see, you can take gifts and do things and have all kind of followings. See? I even told a brother, a certain brother, I told him, I got 4 years ago that the Lord would speak to me, and I said, I began to see what was taking place. And I said, I actually backed away from that ministry. And he said, you're not a dunning. I said, no. I said, because if I'd have kept pressing, it would have brought me out, and people would begin to look at me. And I said, I don't want people looking at me. I want the people to look to the Word and to the God that's in you. I said, I want you to see the Word. But he said, you ought to press on. I said, no. Uh-uh. Because I don't want to be something to make me known. I want God to be made known in you. That's like the brother said, you know, when the brother told that the pillar of fire was up here, and you know, and then it went down like that and started out, and the brother, you know, immediately said, well, it's leaving. We've got to do something to get it to come back. And if it's leaving, you can't get nothing to bring it back. Begging him back don't bring God back. That's why I made my statement, and I still stand on it. I said, he left him up here because that's what I wanted, and he's went right back there among you. Because the brother never said he went out the door. He said he walked, went down and started that away. And that's exactly what I've tried to do. I've tried to preach God from here to you. Whether you agree with that or not, that's nothing to me. Because that was, you'd say, I wouldn't do that myself. That's all right. That's just Brother Dale. I want to see God in your life. I want to see God in your experience. I love to hear people's experiences where God would speak to them and tell them things. I love that. You know why? Because that's my God you're talking about. That's my Father. See? I think that's what it is in the end time. The end time is not to wind up with a preacher behind the pulpit. That's what Brother Branham said they'd done in the early age. He said they put it all on the preacher. He said that wound up being Nicolaitan because they began to rule with those things. I want to see God in your life. See? Because as time keeps going on, you know, hey, I probably ain't going to live very many more years. I ain't talking about how many, but I'm 71, and I'd sure love to see that if we're going to be around here 20 more years, I don't think I'll be preaching. I'm just honest. I kind of believe it that way. But I want to see some of you young people take over where I'm at and go on and carry this message on. We're not told how long we're going to be here. There's the other problem. Everybody thinks it's a this or that. God don't have no time. But he's got a word. And if his word ain't fulfilled, time will exist as long as God's word ain't fulfilled. But when it's fulfilled, forget about it. Time is over. Amen. There's things in the Bible, we'll get to it Wednesday, that's not come to pass. And if it's not come to pass, then all right. Let's get on with trying to get to the basis to understand it. See? Because it doesn't even say down there about the where it says about to wit, the redemption of our body. Look up that word to wit. That means to understand. To understand the redemption of our body. See? You could have everybody in the world adopted, and there still wouldn't be a change. It would still have to take something that God is going to do right there to make it change the body. See? We could have one stand here ready. But there's still something. We're not running out of something to preach. We're just getting to where we can preach. See? But you see, the word manifest is to declare or bring out in the open things that were hidden. It means to be make known by teaching. See? You've got the definitions in front of you. It means to expose it or to bring it into view or to thoroughly understand. That's why I'm not down and out because we're here in the year 2011. See? But you know what it was? Some of us talking about it the other day. You remember when 2000 come around? Everybody was scared to death. Oh, we don't know what it's going to be. Someone said, you're going to have a watch night service? I said, yeah. Well, will the lights go out at 12 o'clock? I said, bring your flashlight. Make sure your gas tank is full. If you're doubting all of it, just make sure you got a full tank of gas, and that's a sensible thing to do anyway on a watch night service. Bring you a flashlight. Because you think the world's going to end because the lights go out? No. But you see, it's just God's just letting it roll. The longer he marched with the children of Israel out there around that mountains and things, the more people died off. Right? The old fighters died off. There's only two of the original old fighters, Joshua and Caleb. Now, there was a group there that was 20 years old when they come out. They'd never been circumcised. So, round and around they went for 40 years. But before they could go into the promised land, they had to halt it. And they had to have a circumcision. Now, those that was born in the way, because they didn't circumcise them no more after they left Egypt. Read your Bible. So they had a stopping sign. Time, you know, a time to stop. A dispensation of circumcision. A time that they had to wait until everything was right. All right? But you see, church, if we make him known, he will make us known. He then read the rest of the quotes that I gave to you about the people will come to a place that they'll speak the word and it'll create. I believe that. But it's like I told them when I first come in the message. Everybody then, back in the 60s there in 67. Well, I'll be glad when we come to where we can just speak the word. I said, you got to get it first. You know, I didn't understand why people didn't understand that point. That's very simple to me. I mean, you had to get it first. Well, we see everybody saw, well, what do you mean get it? We got the prophet's message. And then I'd quote things. And I just got where I'd carry the books with me. Because I'd quote some and they'd say, I didn't know he said that. I said, well, it's in so-and-so. One brother one day, he said, I just listened to that tape. I said, I didn't hear him say it. Read the book. Did he say it? Yeah. Well, see? But see, that way you become a smart aleck. I never have understood that. I don't know what an aleck is. And I surely ain't smart. See? But now listen. The whole entire Bible is pointing down to a group of people that can make God known. The prophet of God said, I've done the best I can do breaking this down to you. I've given it to you in big nuggets. He said, the fivefold ministry will pick it up and they'll break it down to you. Well, see, I believe in a Holy Ghost living in everybody. And you know what, sisters? I love to hear you talk about God. Like I said, old Sister Burge, you know, she was very illiterate in their bases, and she wouldn't mind me saying that because she couldn't even hardly write her own name. And she wouldn't even buy, we went to get her a stove one day, and she wouldn't buy a stove that had all of the modern convenience. She said, all I wanted an on and off. And that's true. I'm not throwing off on her, but she, you know, I preached one night all I could preach, you know, but I just preaching on the Godhead, you know, and the things like that. He come from God and went to God. And I've told you about it on the way home that night. She said, Brother Dale, I seen what you're talking about. I said, you did? She said, yeah. Said, he come from God and went to God. Said, he's God all the whole time. I said, I wish I'd let you preach. Because I spent an hour and a half trying to explain that. She brought it down in simple terms. I love to hear you sisters talk about it. Why? Because you got to have, my wife's got to have her own Holy Ghost. She's got to have her own change of the body. Right? See, you sisters, you know, I love to hear you talk about the Word. That's why we have a good time on the Saturday night Bible study. We just sit down and just talk and just eat popcorn and just sit there and talk about the message, you know, and have a good time at it. And the sisters, they, most of the time, sisters will do a lot of the talking then because they'll open up, you know, a little bit. And I enjoy it. But do you understand what I'm trying to say now, folks? We think manifestation is signs and wonders. But get the word first. and then signs and wonders will follow it. But it's word first. It's never been signs and wonders. Now you say, well, now wait just a minute. Now what about back there where the Son of Righteousness arrives with healing in his wings? You better remember one thing. While those signs and wonders was taking place, there was a prophet being prepared in the Word. Right. That's what I was talking about a while ago. He started out letting other people preach, and he come behind them. But it wasn't long till he seen that wasn't working. He started preaching. At the same time, the signs and wonders were striking the world as a promise from God. The prophet was being made ready in the Word. Standing there in the Word. And that's what everybody said about him. Said, well, you know, you can't say anything about his life. You can't say anything about all, because it's all wonderful. But said, we just don't agree with what he said, you know, his teaching. Well, it's what he said. Remember the man stood up and told it one day there in a meeting, you know, and said, you can believe Brother Branham while he's in the discernment and all like that. But said, when he starts preaching, said, you know, in that Word, he walked out behind him, you know, in his sweet little humble way. He said, you know, somebody would say that. There's really got to be something wrong. Because you see, that's the sign of God, is the revealing of his Word. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. The Son came to make the Father known, and the Son was made known by the Father. Is not that the way that we're supposed to be? So you see, why did I preach the way I do and just keep on preaching and just keep going? And the Lord's took care of us, and he will. See? But there is a word to be fulfilled. Thank God for it. Come on, brothers. Thank God for the Word. It's Word and then manifestation. We make God known. Do you understand what I'm saying? He'll make us known. That goes for women, children, and all. Make God known. What have I done here many times? We'd be praying for somebody, and I take a prayer cloth, hand it back. I still want every person in here to pray over this. Men, women, and children. Right? Because I believe the children can touch God, where us old adults a lot of times done set too much and we have problems. Them young kids can believe. I want to see God living in a church. But this is not set to be one person. It's set to be God living in a church. Manifesting himself. And according to the Bible, it didn't say now, and we'll end it and then we'll pick up later. It didn't say that the whole world was waiting on Brother Branham to come. You say, yes, it does. No, it just says he'll come. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. But then when you get over there in Romans, it says the whole world's waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. See? Brother Branham done his job. He brought us the Word. It's our job to get into the Word now and to bring forth the dead, to bring forth the things that happen, and he's in the grave waiting on us. Whatever you believe to take place on down through there, that's up to you and what's going to take place. But you better remember one thing. The dead's going to be raised. And God is going to live among us. Let's stand together. Go ahead.
Spiral book number 403.
Number 403 in the spiral book. Anybody has a need, the altar's open. Come and let's see.
Yeah. I've been to the water and I've been baptized. I've
been washed in the blood. Thanks, brother.
I've been changed from the creature that
I am. I'm redeemed. I'm newborn. I've a life that's been rearranged. What about it? What a difference it makes when the Lord has his way. All my life, praise God, has been changed. Though my sins were as scarlet, they're white as snow. I was bound, but today I am free. I was lost in the darkness, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. You believe it? I've been changed. I've been reborn. All my life has been rearranged. What a difference it makes when the Lord has His way. My life, praise God. Anybody have a need? At last in His presence, I stand above. He will wipe every tear from my eyes. And I'll thank Him for giving a wretch like me a new home beyond the sky. Why? Change. I've been reborn. All my life has been rearranged. What about that new birth? He gave us a new birth. And now He's making His bride known. Because she's made Him known. What did He say to Abraham? Spoke the word original seed. You held that seed in there long enough. The latter rain is going to fall, He said. Difference it makes. I believe that we're here, folks. And I believe God is trying His best to get us to see it. You know why I believe we're here? The Word says we're here. The Bible says we're here. It says when these things come to pass, and look around the world. Right down the road this afternoon on the way home, count how many for sale signs is on the home. You ain't never seen that before. Right? Have you ever seen a time when you could see the for sale signs everywhere? Foreclosure signs are everywhere. Heard about one here a while back. The bank just closed down on people and they were making their payments. But there was a little clause they forgot to read. That if they didn't make all, they didn't pay it up to a certain place, you know, or something. I forgot how they done it. They just took their place away from them. And them making payments on it. He said, oh, the law won't let that happen. Evidently they did. Everything's ready now. Love and praise Him a little more today. Whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Is He? Is He good to us? Look what He's given us. Eternal life. Good homes. A good living. But the prophet said, keep your homes. Belong to the Catholic Church. Brother Dale, that looks scary. No. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. See? I believe it, don't you? Of the Father and earth, we are joint heirs with the Son. We are the people of His kingdom. Anybody else have a need?
Good to give us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank Him, love and praise Him a little more today. Oh, I'm on my road. things are as they have been born again, more than conqueror, that's what I am. I'm a creation, I'm a brand new man. We are heirs of the Father. We are joined as with the Son.
We are one. I know we give him many, and he's had many, but just take it. Tell yourself, well, now, Brother Tom, this is for the point of trying to help you help yourself.
That's why we are
the word you can do it, okay? Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we know Brother Tom has fought a long battle and a hard battle of life. But, Lord, give him now the courage and the things to jump back up and move on with you, Lord. Just have your way in Jesus' name. Anybody else? Sing a little more today. Sing that to one another as you're leaving. Because God is good, isn't he? Father, we thank you. Bless the people on the way home in Jesus' name. Together.